All right, you rolling?
Yeah, I'm rolling.
I'm rolling. Okay, I'm rolling.
I'm rolling.
Yeah, you're rolling? Okay, I'm rolling too.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Thirsty. You rolling?
Yeah, I'm rolling.
Cigarette. You have a cigarette?
That's so like.
I'm rolling.
It's so dry.
All right, dude, I'm rolling. You ready to go?
Yeah, yeah, ready. Let's go.
All right, let's do it. I think that'll
Ladies and gentlemen, right? Remember, you can get 2 hours of us rolling when you sign up at patreon.com/tinymeatgang. That's actually the bonus episode today is we're going live and we're going to roll. Like,
oh, we're doing Molly live? I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
we're doing Molly live. That's the
really?
Whole thing. Yeah.
We're popping a bean?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
F1, you know, F1 testing was this weekend.
What does that mean?
It means Lewis Hamilton tested positive for not inserting into any goblins. I'm just trying to think of phrases for like ugly people, which is mean.
Troglodyte is pretty good.
I said troglodyte earlier, but we're redoing the bit, guys, just for you. Lewis Hamilton positively not fucking any troglodytes this weekend. That's actually what it says in the F1 app. Lewis Hamilton shows great pace this weekend. He's positively not having sex with any troglodytes this weekend. Absolutely not.
He made sure to reassure ESPN UK that he's only having sex with absolute dime pieces.
That sounds like Michael Keaton, doesn't it? Yeah. Or fucking the old guy?
Batman. Yeah.
Absolute dime pieces.
Absolute dime pieces. Bro, he actually did not do great in testing this weekend. So, you know, maybe that's the problem. Maybe he slept with an 8 and it's just fucked his whole world up.
It's thrown him off completely.
Yeah. He went back into the...
Who am I? He goes to therapy for it. I'm so lost, Doc. I mean, I what happened?
I have not placed...
I fucked an 8.
I've not placed these lips on a breast any smaller than a D cup in 8 years. D cup's not even necessarily make you a 10. I'm getting into weird territory now.
Look, now, you got D's.
You got D's?
D's? double D's nuts? In your mouth?
I feel like you're lagging again, but it's fine.
I know.
And we're live.
Farting. Okay, sorry. We had to fucking fix some technical difficulties, but we're back. And what were we talking about? Michael Keaton sucking on double D titties or something like that.
Yeah. We're just, you know, God, we're joking about Lewis Hamilton being a raging misogynist.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Lewis, yeah, you look great out there this weekend. What are you feeling? I feel like I'm going to go right off track and have a copious amounts of sex this weekend.
I'm going to have egregious amounts of sex. This
Lewis,
with
you look great out there on track today. Tell us, what are your plans for the weekend?
I don't know, really. I'm going to get my balls sucked.
Probably going to have my ass eaten, honestly. Probably going to have my ass eaten.
You ever done this before?
No, Lewis, afraid of not. Here at BBC really? Sky, we can't say that.
Michael, you have to change Michael angles. Fucking Keaton, you never had your ass eaten before. Let your fucking last name is Eaton.
I'm telling you, you should let her put a little finger in there. Feels quite nice. Just a little bit.
Call me Michael Eaton tonight. that's what I'm going to do. Do your ass.
Call me Michael Eaton. I can't even really do his voice, but... Bruce. Bruce. Master Bruce. Call Master me Michael Wayne. Eaton.
Call me Michael Eaton.
Because I'm going to be eating your ass tonight, Bruce. Master what? Wayne.
What? What? Oh, you're going to eat my ass?
Master Wayne, they don't call me Michael Eaton for nothing.
Are you good at eating ass?
Well, I can't be. I could learn.
For you, Master Wayne.
Anything for you, Master Wayne. I'll learn. I'll change my name to Michael Eaton.
That is so stupid. Holy fuck.
Lewis right. in the pit, dude, just saying, I'm going to get my ass eaten this weekend is so good.
Yeah, what can I say? Feel pretty good.
Wins podium, walks yeah. off, big ass bottle of champagne. Lewis, how are you going to celebrate? I'm going to get my ass eaten.
I'm going to go get my ass eaten.
I'm going to fall on my back like a dog, lift my legs in the air, wrap yeah. my hands around the back of my knees and get my yeah. ass eaten.
I'm going to go get my salad tossed. Honestly, if you want me to be honest. I'm going to go get my ass eaten like a goddamn creme brulee.
It's like borderline Australian.
I'm going to go get my ass eaten like a goddamn creme brulee. Like a goddamn muesli.
I'm going to get me fucking ass eaten. Goddamn.
Fucking, you want to fucking eat my ass? Eat my arse. I don't know, man.
All right, bro, I'm going to get my fucking ass eaten then.
You want to try another accent?
Mate, no. I'm going to get my fucking arse eaten.
Oh, shite. Oh, I'm going to get my arse eaten.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day, by the way. How are you going to celebrate, Noel?
I'm
going to
get my crack eaten wide open.
I'm going to have the shite eaten out of my ass.
I'm going to find me a nice lassie to clean the shite out of my poop shovel.
Ow.
I want to find me a nice lassie to shovel the poop, shovel the shite out of me crack with her tongue. Find me a nice lassie to shovel the shite out of me crack.
Out of me crack? Out of me bum.
Out of me bum.
Suck the poo out of me.
Oh, man, I just imagine Luke and Kyle sitting there right now. It's like, what the fuck?
Why we work for we these guys? We work for these guys. This is real life.
I'm sorry.
We worked for these
sorry,
guys.
Sorry, Luke and Kyle. I'm sorry, but... Oh, God.
Shite. I gotta find me a lucky lass to eat the lucky charms out of my butt.
Oh my god. I'll find me a nice lassie to lick the dung up crack hole.
They're after me dingleberries.
They're after me chocolate chips. No, Luke is laughing. Kyle went to like a good school. That's why we're not funny to Kyle. Kyle's actually smart. He's like, yeah.
Oh,
God. Yeah, my job is babysitting 3-year-olds.
Yeah.
So they can say poop and dung into microphones for a living.
Oh, man.
Hey, find me a lassie to shovel the poop out of me dung hole.
Happy St. Patty's Day, by the way.
Yeah. By the way, this is like very highbrow intellectual humor. This is a meta.
Yes. Please turn this podcast off if you're not here for hot takes and very poignant observations.
Yeah, this is actually a meta commentary here. The insensitive nature of the Lucky Charms caricature.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I think it's high time that Leprechaun was canceled.
Yeah. Well, I mean, canceling Pepe Le Pew was not crazy.
Wait, what?
Pepe Le Pew
got canceled?
You didn't know about that?
No. What
He's
do you
not
mean?
In Space Jam 2, man.
Why?
Why? Have you ever watched Pepe Le Pew?
Well, I thought he was the French guy.
Yeah, he was also a fucking. He should be in jail.
Wait, why?
Bro,
just jog my memory. I'm forgetting
Meghan
who Pepe Le Pew
2.0.
is.
Oh man, you don't remember?
No, but I'm not pretending to know about that. That was my bad, you guys. Last episode, I was just talking out of my ass. I had no idea. I was not informed on the whole Meghan Markle thing. And then finally, after the episode, so many people commented, being like, "Oh my god, I can't believe Cody didn't know she was black." They talked about it for like 15 minutes.
Yeah,
and I admit that was my bad. You know, sometimes I'm not informed on things.
You were just in vacation mode. And what's going on?
I was fully in vacation. I was offline like all week.
Yeah, you were offline up here too. It was just...
Oh, yeah. No, there was not a lot of seismic activity going on in my brain. You know what I'm saying? If I did a lie detector test, it would have just been flat the whole time. But I got caught up on it, so now I know. I didn't watch the interview still, but I listened to other people talking about the interview.
And you at least
so
know what she looks like now.
And now I know what she looks like, and I know she's half black, right?
Yeah, or like strong enough that it mattered to the royal family.
Yes, and there is, some sort of racism going on in the royal family. Probably is.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true.
Have you seen
Prince Philip?
Have you seen how old that guy is?
No.
That motherfucker who... Bro, let me get you a link to Prince Philip.
I still know nothing about this. Let me ask you this. Is the crown about the current royal family?
Yeah.
It is.
Wait, hold on. This is hilarious. Prince Philip reportedly not aware of full extent of Harry Meghan interview. That's because this dude is not aware of like anything. His brain is completely off. Look at this dude.
Wait.
Look at this dude in Discord.
The dude in the car? Yeah.
Yeah. This motherfucker is not aware where he's going ever. He's not sentient, bro.
Oh my God. Oh my God. How is this guy still alive? How old is he actually?
Fucking
175? 1,000? He's just trying to get his ass eaten, dude.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get me off.
Prince Philip, how do you feel? You just turned 255.
I would like someone to eat my ass.
I would like. I still.
Make me feel young again. Hey! I'd like you. Someone would eat my ass.
Oh, fuck.
This dude was alive when they did like incantations when someone had like a cold.
Yeah, this dude. This dude's probably racist. I saw some tweet today that was like dream blunt rotation or whatever, and this was the fourth picture. It was him. And the other three were so fucking weird. It was like the most random God, I gotta find that. I'm gonna try and find it real quick.
Oh man.
Bone Zone live, by the way, today, you guys.
They're not gonna know. They're not gonna
know, but I know, but I figure I might as well let you know that it did happen.
Yeah.
And
and all the technical difficulties you had, I'm sorry, it hit so hard that, or they took so long that my protein shake is hitting right now.
Oh, so now what? You have to.
I'm gonna just hold it until it's like DEF CON.
I do too. I do too. I also have to evacuate. Let's say.
I'm gonna empty my shit like Prince Philip. All right, we hit the 15 minute mark. Let's hit it. Go, go.
Wait. Okay. Go. Okay. Ah.
Yo, fuck working out.
What? No.
I like it, but I don't like what the protein shakes do to me now.
Oh, yeah. Is it,
I know someone of you nerds is going to go, you're putting too much protein in your... Shut up.
Shut up!
Shut
you don't know anything about fitness.
Yeah, take it away, Cody. Let them know why.
Because you need at least, when you're cutting or bulking, you need at least 90 milligrams of protein per metric ounce of body lube.
Nice. Nice.
No, but you actually do have to eat a shit ton of protein when you're trying to build muscle or cut or whatever.
Yeah.
Just in general, you should be eating a lot of protein, I think, if you want to look good. I don't know.
Yeah, the myth is 1 gram per pound, but it's actually more like, it's like 0.7 or something per pound.
I'm kind of on like the, like I was burning a shit ton of calories before vacation. Like, you know, I was doing like when I was Pelotoning, I would burn like 1,200 calories, like every, like I was going for 2 hours. Like,
oh my God.
So like weekly I was burning a fuck ton of calories, but I realized like, it's just so I could eat more carbs. Like, that was the only reason and it might be like my new fitness goal is just like work out hard enough where I can eat dessert all the time and not see the change in my body, you know?
Yeah. I vibe with that.
It's kind of like an old man approach, though.
I like it. My approach right now is just to put all the muscle in my legs. So I actually just want to be as skinny as possible up top with the biggest legs possible.
So you want to be like opposite of the,
yeah,
you know, Myron dudes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to be bottom heavy.
Like, I want people to look at me and go, this dude skips upper body day.
Do you want to have a gargantuan ass too?
Yeah. I want a huge ass, mega quads, hamstrings fucking yoked.
Leg day every day, baby.
Yeah. Calves fucking bigger than biceps, and people are like, yo, you ever thought about like doing arms? I'm like, nope,
never. Don't believe in it. You can't even lift like a, you know, you can't lift like a wrench.
I want to fucking look like,
maybe you could squat a car.
Yeah, but I want to look like I can't even carry a single bag of groceries in.
She's got noodle arms.
I want to look like I'm, what's the word? Atrophied from the waist up.
Yeah.
I want to look like I got fucking...
like Prince Harry.
Yeah, I want to look like Prince Philip from the waist
Prince
up.
Prince Philip, that's what I meant.
But I look like Ronnie Coleman from the waist down.
Yeah, that's sick. That's actually a great goal.
Philip Coleman build. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
That's a great goal.
Yeah.
So you're saying protein just runs through you.
Sometimes.
Like, I remember when I used to eat like protein bars with a fuck, you know, the ones that taste like cancer.
All of them
taste
like
chemicals.
Bad.
Yeah, they taste off. Like, that has to be somewhat bad for you.
Yeah.
In some way. I don't know what it is.
There's no way that shit's good for you. We're saying
but
this.
Also, I would go ahead.
No, sorry. As we say that, I know someone we know, or someone's listening to this, eating like one of those big 40 grams of protein.
Yeah. It's like
triple MetRx bar. And they're just like, yeah. Huh?
MetRx. That's the one that my dad used to eat all the time.
Yeah.
And he used to give me some as a child.
Yeah.
That's why I was so jacked as a kid. But you used to eat the peanut butter ones. I was obsessed with those things. But this is what I'm saying is they give me like horrendous gas. Which means it's like melting your, it's got to be doing something, you know?
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. I mean, mine is pretty healthy, man. It's just my initial shake for the day gives me that fucking, that boo-boo, that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just oats, a banana, some milk. It's not even a lot of milk. It's only 8 ounces.
And still.
1.5 scoops of protein, a little PB. See, add it all up. It's a lot of protein in there. It's pretty overkill.
But how many grams are we talking?
It's like over 35, which is pretty much
useless.
That's
a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
Useless. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, big news. Big news, actually.
What?
Big ass news.
Big gas news?
This is actually very big gas. Big gas news.
Big gas news?
Yeah. It's rolling up.
What's the big ass news, dude?
Well, I'm
that's my new shirtless finance TikToker voice. What's the big gas news, fool?
Fool.
Yo, here are my 3 top stock picks. Tesla, Planetary,
Amazon, and Tesla.
These are going to the moon. First, what you're going to do is download Robinhood, and you're going to buy what are called options.
Now, don't be scared. You can lose a lot of money on these, but you can also make a lot of money. And that's what we're about here on this channel. Did you know that if you were to invest $20 30 years ago in Tesla before it actually existed, you'd today be a multi-billionaire?
I love all those parody tweets that are like, if you invested in corn in 1838, you wouldn't have anything because you'd be dead.
Bro, I don't mean to like do the NFT TikTok shit, and I want to get back to the big gas news, okay? But did you see the shit I tweeted today?
Let me see.
This guy dug, I deleted the tweet.
Oh, okay.
But this guy dug into NFTs. He was basically like, I want to see, I did a little research on how NFTs are like, how the actual NFT is associated to the image that you're buying or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I cannot believe what I found. Essentially, every single NFT platform is pointing towards a JSON file on their server, meaning that if that company goes under, like the NFT is worth nothing. So this is, and this is including the Beeple piece that sold for $69 million. Beeple is an artist that sold a collection of his artworks as one, it was like a one piece with like 50 pieces in it or 100 or whatever. And it sold for $69 million in an auction. And your that one, same thing. If that Nifty Gateway or whatever, if that goes under, like,
you're telling me Beeple.json is the most important piece. And if I walked into that building and I just pressed delete.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I mean,
he goes into it. I'm not going into like the, I don't really understand the technicals that he was talking about. IFPS, which I think is, what is that?
I fuck pussy so much. That's actually,
that's, I think that's exactly Lewis what Hamilton, it is. I think IFPS. You nailed it. IFPS. Yeah. I've come down with an awful case of IFPS.
Bruce Wayne, Master Wayne, I've come down with a horrible case of IFPS. I fuck so much pussy. I can't even, I can't do his voice.
It's not, and I need you to eat my ass.
It's not even his voice. It's just so Bruce. Bad. Master Bruce.
Master Wayne.
Master
Can Wayne. I eat your ass?
Yeah, your ass. You need some ashes.
Yeah.
Master Wayne, I've come down with horrible case of IFPS.
So here, hold on 1 second. Let me just bring up this shit. Where is that thread? There it is. And
someone's going crazy right now. Don't talk about NFT. We won't.
No, but it's like the most important thing happening right now in tech, in art, in money, in culture. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's
like
not.
One of the hottest. This one art piece sold for $69 million. Like,
shut up, fool.
Shut up and tell me about the big gas news.
Yeah. Yo, enough with this fucking lame ass fucking nerd stuff. NFT, more like don't DFT, don't fucking talk about it. What's up with the big gas news, fool?
So let me just read this guy's. He said, in short, right now, and he goes through this whole thread breaking down all the investigation he's done. He says, in short, right now, NFTs are built on an absolute house of cards constructed by the people selling them. It is likely that every NFT sold so far will be broken within a decade. Will that make them worthless? Hard to say. But it just feels, this feeling more and more and more like a bubble. But I really think NFTs are a great, like, thing.
It's a great concept, yeah.
Everything right now is pointing towards something.
Just stitch that guy's tweet with Gary V going like, NFTs are the fucking future.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wait, Luke, do you have the TikTok that I sent of Gary V getting head? The impression of Gary V getting head? Please tell me you have that queued up. I want to play it for Noel.
I watched it. We can play it again. Let's play it towards the end, so I don't want to fuck with your delay.
Big. Okay.
Well, what's
no, no, but the, it won't be because we're on Discord.
Oh, that's right. But what's up with the big ass news, bro?
Okay, big ass news. Sorry, we'll come back to that later, I guess. We'll let...
This is an ADD episode, man.
Big ass news. Our boy, Giggles.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McGiggies.
Has landed on YouTube officially. I saw a tweet from someone that was like, you know, every road leads to YouTube. Eventually, every celeb, YouTube is the final frontier. And in Matthew's case, that is true. Our man, Matthew. It's worth $50 million. He just bought a house on the Big Island of Hawaii for $7 million.
How's right he now, pay for decides that shit?
It's how is he gonna exactly AdSense? Maybe AdSense, Google man. Preferred.
Let's yo, pull up. This dude is gonna be doing fucking. All right, ladies, you know what it is. Go ahead, press that like. Oh, for you, man. Yeah. Oh, like.
Oh. 500,000 likes.
Yes, a million likes per video. Do me a favor.
Today, we're going to be doing a makeup tutorial.
Nah, you ready? You ready?
Girlfriend. What?
Now, ladies, I want to put on this makeup, but I don't know how to do it. And I don't have a lady friend to do it for me, so I see what y'all like to do on this platform, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to make one of you my girlfriend to put on my makeup so my girlfriend can do my makeup on YouTube. And then just women slingshotting their underwear into the screen.
But only if you like. I'm going to pick one lucky woman who likes this video. And I'm going to pick you girl.
Several like accounts open.
Smash.
I like it. They're downloading NordVPN, signing up from 17 different countries. I like it.
I'm sitting on the like button. All right, but he did. So Matthew McConaughey is on YouTube now, and he posted an intro video explaining why he's. It's so fucking him. It's awesome, and I figured we should watch it together.
Should we do it now?
It's amazing. Let's pull that up.
The big gas news. Today in big gas news, Matthew McConaughey is on YouTube. Crazy.
I would. If he was a stock, I would buy it.
Whoa.
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 Wait, turn
echo,
off your...
Echo.
Mute, Luke. I hate that.
Mute,
echo. I think you got to turn off your desktop audio or something.
No, he's got to mute us in Discord real quick. mute, echo. Turn it off. Turn it. Oh.
You're good at doing that.
Thanks, man. It's because I've been just huffing silicone lubricant this whole episode.
Is that even for? Just middle of the episode.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Dude. That's so funny, man. Michael Keaton, eat nice.
Wait, I can do the voice, dude.
Oh, Master Wayne.
Why do you have that? Are you huffing?
Yeah. Dude, I just got a random flashback to those YouTube videos of those kids that would do like seven hits of a fucking dust off can, and then their voice would just go 40 octaves lower. Scary, man.
That's
Yo,
scary.
Check this out, dude. Watch this.
Yeah, that's the best part about doing whippets, besides the high that you get. That's also pretty dope. But that beginning part is so funny. It's even funnier when you're on, essentially laughing gas.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Damn, son.
Where'd you find this?
Can't you screen share with Discord?
You can, but you won't be able to record it.
Let's go. Welcome to my channel. Oh, for the love of Christ. What are the healthiest nuts to eat? Matthew McConaughey's.
Have a taste of my cashews.
All right.
Yo, what's
pause it before. Why does he look like he's using a Snapchat sunglass filter?
Yeah. Okay.
Those look fake.
Listen, I don't think those masks in the background are for any type of athletic event.
Yeah, that
four
is.
Four masks, they're swinging in that bitch. They are swinging in that house.
Oh, yes. They absolutely are.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, rip it.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. The first three words this young man ever said on film. Thank you. Yes, McConaughey here, and I want to welcome you to my YouTube channel. It's a destination where I'm going to share who I am, who I'm not, what I believe in, what I don't, what I'm doing, what I'm not doing, along with some approaches to life that I've found useful and constructive along the way. Prescriptions in the art of living that have helped me navigate this rodeo we all live in. And even a bunch of bumper stickers that I've seen, heard, gathered, and stolen along the way over my last 51 years here. Hopefully it's gonna be all killer, no filler, with some raps and rhymes that can help you get back on time, put a little reason to your rhyme, some food for thought with a sip of wine. Bring your funny bone. Don't be afraid to bend a knee and join me in the chase to be more me with your chase to be more you. What else are we really here to do? Don't forget to subscribe to my channel and click the notification bell to be notified when I post a new video. Check out the links in the description and some of the projects I'm going to be working on. I am looking forward to connecting with y'all. So in the meantime, and all times, just be here.
Some girl taking her phone and putting it right up to her pussy. Finger it. Touch it. Touch it, Matthew. Do the whistle. Do the whistle on my
who
butt.
Who you are. Who you're not. In your journey to become more you. Tell me who I am. Tell me who I am.
Are just going to be like 16-year-old TikTok comments. Why did I lick the screen? Bro, why did you stop? All I can taste is my screen.
What a ridiculous intro to YouTube, though.
Yeah, that's a...
I mean, that could not be more him, right?
All right.
A little rhythm to your rhyme. A little simple sound with a glass of wine. What? What are we talking about here? Are you vlogging? Is this your intro to vlogging?
A little rhyme to your wonky slush.
A little rhythm to your... Whoa, Kenny!
A lot of rhythm to your...
Whoa, Kenny!
Wine on time.
A little rhythm to your... Jungle Beats, holla at him!
Oh my God, Ronnie!
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, to me, I actually think he's playing himself a little bit. I think it's going to be a little too much.
What do you mean?
I think people are going to get over it. I feel like part of McCon was you had to go seek it out. You had to go watch a movie, Even with a book, you got to go buy it. You got to read it. Now he's just cheapening his shit. I mean, give it 3 months. He'll be on Twitch.
There was no way before for us to learn about who he is, who he's not, what he's doing, and what he's not doing.
That's crazy to me.
What?
Hey, y'all, I'm just making a little video to let you know I am not in a meet this week.
I'm not. Not fucking tens constantly.
But I will be having a little roast beef. You catch my drift in my lift. Now, when I talk.
Nice.
This dude is just rhyming every other two sentences.
No, but here's the thing. Like, yeah, this is the thing with A-list celebs on YouTube. Like when Will Smith first came on YouTube, remember I was like, I'm a big fan of his channel. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like such high production value and all. And then like his videos were getting like millions of views right off the bat. And his channel was, remember that? He came on, he was getting like 100,000 subs a day, just killing it.
Popping.
His videos were like really good.
Popping.
And then it's like, they just totally taper off. Like they almost stop caring. It just becomes like a promotion vehicle almost for them.
Yeah.
Not to say, I don't know. I haven't watched a Will Smith video in forever, but I'm still subbed to him. I still see them pop up and it's like, they're way less popular.
Let's
just
see.
Wondering if like, dude, if Matthew McConaughey did it one video a week where it was just him sitting in that office, you know, talking about whatever's on his mind, I bet he would kill it.
You think? Doing commentary?
Yeah. If he did like a podcast or something,
I could
see good
that.
In that medium.
I mean, you know, Will had a banger a couple months ago, but yeah, you know, his videos are not.
How many views?
3.1. I mean, then he had the whole, he got some views here off of his entanglement meme. Oh.
Oh, right.
That
right.
was rough.
Yeah, right. That's rough.
You don't want to see Will down like that.
Yeah, that was a rough one. That was, yeah.
You know, that was 5 months ago.
Really?
5 or 6 months ago. It was half a fucking year ago.
Yeah, this time last year, we were stuck inside. It was like the first lockdown.
It's crazy, and here we are a year later. Still inside.
Still inside.
Well, no, I mean, we haven't been in the studio because, you know, we got something,
Oh, yeah, we don't want to.
We got
it,
something.
Some
just shut the fuck up and don't ask no dumbass questions, all right?
Shut up, all right?
Just keep
shut up. If you don't think we're making moves,
if you don't think we're making moves right now,
here's the thing. Real bosses move in silence, all right? I don't know if you've ever heard that before, but that's real.
Don't talk.
I'm trying to do his fucking.
because here's the thing.
I feel like he's always just trying to ram words together.
Hold on. Can you pull up the TikTok loop?
Yeah, let's get Gary Vee getting head. This shit is so good, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you on TikTok?
Are you on TikTok?
I can't even do it the way he did it, man. It's so good.
We cannot do it if it's gonna be too shitty.
Yeah, if it's a pain in the ass, I mean, maybe we could skip.
We're just trying to. It's just technical issue after technical issue.
Yeah,
with this podcast, and it's all because of me. It's my shitty computer for some reason. It doesn't enable me to do this stuff easily. I'm just hanging on until we, you know, until we get in the, you know,
we're just weeks
I'm
away.
Too much.
We're just weeks
we're
away.
Weeks away. Or weeks away,
maybe.
Like,
did Nate cut our in memoriam for this weekend? Ah, man, if he didn't, that's too bad. We should add it here because, we have an in memoriam. Oh, bro, can we watch that? Can we watch that?
Yes, Wagner's.
Oh my God.
15 seconds in.
And again, he said he did not expect the recklessness.
That's it. One and done for 50K. Holy.
I hate that. Like,
Sergeyev's going to get those hands up. And if I was
him,
he'd be shot.
Yeah, hit him on the side of the head there.
Span's going down this time to try to end it.
That's
going to do it.
Oh, man. What a card.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
What a card, man. Mwah. What a card. Yeah, just just briefly, we're just going to, quick RIP to all our boys this weekend.
Yeah, big.
Bilal Muhammad.
I didn't watch, but.
Eyelid as well.
I appreciate you sending the clips.
You know, it's a quick
let's watch
one. All right, now let's get Gary V getting hit.
Because. Fucking good. I love blueberries, not blue balls. Yeah. What's your name? Lisa? Lisa, you keep talking about ideas on how to get me out faster, but ideas are shit until you execute them, okay? You think you're bad? Who fucking cares? I love losing. I recommend fucking up on purpose. How old are you? 24? Bro, like, you have so much time to eat shit and suck balls. You're scared of other people's opinions. Fuck your parents. Stop trying to suck their dicks and instead suck mine, okay? Micro speed, macro patience, okay? You want TikTok?
the chewing his nails too.
Yeah.
All right, let's switch our audio.
Are you on TikTok? Are you on TikTok?
Yeah.
What did he say? Micro speed, macro patience.
Yeah, micro speed, macro patience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I like blueberries, not blue balls. All right. You keep talking about how to get me off faster, but ideas are shit until you execute.
Mm-hmm. Are you on TikTok?
So good, man. Yo,
yeah.
This card this weekend was fucking free $99, and well,
$3.99.
No, it's like free. Like if you subscribe to, I mean, it's not free, but if you subscribe to ESPN Plus, you got to watch for free.
Okay.
So it wasn't a pay-per-view, and it was all the action that you were looking for last weekend.
Really?
Everybody. Every single person was just like, dink, 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 dink. Advertisers were loving that shit because they was just like, yep, run the ads. Someone just got murdered. Run 20 ads.
So I should have watched it. I fucking missed it.
Dude, those are not like... Lena and I were coming home. And we were kind of deciding what to do, like to go grab dinner somewhere. I was like, we should go home and cook because there's a card tonight and might be decent. We sit down and watch it, and every fight I'm going, oh, oh! Throwing up every fight.
That's how you know it's a good fight when you're sitting there on the couch.
Sitting there talking. Yeah, man, this one could be. Oh,
you won't believe what Kathy from accounting told me.
Oh. Yeah, man. Everybody.
Big rip.
It was insane. Yeah, big rip.
Absolute big rip.
Oh, damn.
What else happened this week?
Ligma?
What's Ligma?
Lithuanian Institute of Media. Lithuanian Institute of Great Media and Art.
Nice.
They put on a show. It's pretty cool.
Nice. How was it?
It was great. There's a lot of upcoming artists, a lot of Ligma artists.
What's Ligma artists?
Well, you know, Lithuanian Institute of Great Media and Art. It's just like a school in Lithuania. And yeah, it's just, you know, a lot of up-and-coming artists, some cool people just trying to get their start, you know, just doing different things.
Yes, you should send me some artists to check out.
Oh, yeah. D's?
D's? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
What else?
Malone?
Okay. Malone? Yeah. Malone what?
Malone Brown. Yeah.
Sugma. Isn't he in Ligma?
Yeah. Yeah, Sugma. He's great. Okay. DJ. Yeah, he's sick. Really good. Great
DJ.
Music. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a DJ, I see.
Yeah. He's a great DJ. Okay, Sugma. DJ Sugma. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about Framunda?
Oh, yeah. Insane artist. Insane artist. I just don't know how he does it. I don't know how he gets clarity in paintings like that. I mean, it's beautiful, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. True.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Grammys?
What did I watch? I watched, let's see. I actually don't remember what I watched in the Grammys. I watched part of the Watt performance. Then I watched Trevor Noah read those fucking god-awful teleprompter bits.
What were they?
Oh, it was so bad. Like, they did WAP, Cardi and Megan. And then at the end of it, it's just Cardi on the late part of the set was a giant bed. And so Cardi was standing on it. And then Trevor walks onto it. And he's like, I've always dreamt of being in bed with Cardi B.
What?
It was.
They
it
did
was,
the sound effects too.
I wish.
Walking slush.
Walking slush. It would have been really.
So wait.
Good
was if, the point? Was the point that the teleprompter bits were purposely cheesy?
I don't think whoever wrote. I don't think they thought they were cheesy.
Huh.
The best part was the CEO of the Recording Academy or whatever. He's like, we understand there's been complaints, and you know, we want to honor that and build an academy. Da da da. It's like, don't work against us, work with us. And I was like, wow, that's crazy that the Grammys actually feels compelled to acknowledge that everyone thinks the Grammys are bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, because they are.
I mean, yeah, completely. And then you know. What else?
Beyonce. I just read Beyonce most awarded singer, but I read that as Beyonce awarded most singer. And the winner of most singer goes to?
Beyonce.
Beyonce, you are just the most singer.
She's like, oh, I want to thank everyone as the most singer. yeah. Who else won?
Who else won? Harry
Styles.
Dua
Lipa won.
Dua Lipa won every man in America's heart.
Didn't see the performance, can't speak to it.
Oh, I just saw some Twitter pictures and a lot of people going apeshit over it.
Yeah, I would just kind of look at Twitter occasionally and I would just see artists' names with exclamation marks.
Yeah.
No, don't know. I just kind of like to imagine different things that they were doing up there. Like Dua Lipa just severing some guy's head.
Yeah,
skinning
you really
a chicken.
Won't believe what she did this year for her performance.
She killed a man.
What do you mean, crazy outfit or what? No, she literally murdered someone on stage. That's what it's gonna be. Cause like you know they keep every year they gotta push the envelope a little bit. Like
yeah,
where they have like Billie Eilish and Alicia Keys perform together or something like that. You know, it's always like crazy collabs and like, let's get this person on stage with this person and blah, blah, blah. Eventually,
yeah.
It's just going to be crazy performance art like The Box.
Oh, man. That was so weird. Like Roddy got in there and it was like, you know, he was really harmonizing that shit.
Who?
Roddy Ricch? Like he sang The Box and he was like singing it. It was very different.
No, I meant The Box in London, like the club.
Oh, fucking. I thought you were talking about Roddy's performance. That was, you know, it was impressive, but it was just threw me off.
Oh, he was like singing it. Or
sort
what?
Of, yeah. It was like a weird, he's okay. Like, he's like, I'm gonna get easy. You're like, damn. Okay.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, he's got an incredible, he's got some pipes on him.
Yo, relax.
I'm just saying, dude's got a set of pipes.
Play the
got
fucking
a nice pipe.
Play the Among Us. Boom, boom, boom. Cody Suss. Dude's got pipes. Boom, boom, boom. Bruh. You sus.
Bruh.
Bruh. Anyway. Yeah. Grammys. People won, people lost. The CEO being like, please don't cancel us. That was funny. What else happened there? Freddie Gibbs had a great quote.
Oh, I saw that. I think I saw. What did he say
he
again?
He said, I might have lost today, but I'm undefeated in court.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
And he had that fly pink suit on,
super
too.
Fly suit.
Yeah.
I just think it's so dope that Freddie... You know, he's just been making music forever. It's always good. Now he's getting on Fallon. He's getting nominated for shit.
And he's like 40-something, isn't he?
You're close to it, yeah.
Yeah. That's always inspiring.
Yeah. I mean, man,
when
to...
See...
I don't want to get all whatever, but it is something to be committed to your craft for that long and always being consistent. I think that's very hard to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
No, I agree. I 100% agree. It's inspiring. Whenever you see tweets of people in like, Michael Keaton had his first role when he was 65. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. You never know. Like, yeah, it's not too late, dude. You never know. It could be today.
Yeah. But here's the thing. It is most likely too late.
Yeah. For most of us, it's too late.
If you're over 28, it's probably too late to achieve your dreams.
If you're over 19, it's too late to achieve your dreams, basically.
Nowadays, actually, if you're over 19, if you haven't gotten rich by 19, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. If you're not like absurdly famous and every brand is trying to integrate in every aspect of your life and psychologically fucking ruin you with money at 17 years old, it's probably too late.
That's what we got to say in those college Zoom calls.
Yeah.
We get booked for these, like, for colleges can book us for like Zoom calls. We'll do like Q&As for colleges and shit like that.
And there's always like some supposed to be some theme where like people will hit us up and or ask us questions.
Ollie, if you don't be quiet. Like,
people are always like, what kind of advice would you give college students? We should be like, you should have dropped out 2 years. You should have never went to college. You should be doing drop shipping right now.
Yeah, you should have learned how to lip sync. That's what you should have done.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The fact that you're not insanely fucking rich at 18 is a problem.
Yeah.
You see the way inflation's going? By the time you're 25, you need to be a millionaire to buy bread, okay?
Yeah, exactly. I hope to God you all have Bitcoin. Please tell me you do. You don't. Oh, God. I mean, what are we even doing here? This class is hopeless.
Man, I'm starting to like develop weird conspiracy thoughts about Bitcoin. And it's probably because, you know, I'm just upset that I didn't hold on to any.
Okay.
But it.
What are your conspiracies?
It's not really a conspiracy. It's just something seems off that a thing with no actual application, like there's no real place that it's actually used. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the technology is interesting and you can buy weed in like Slovenia with Bitcoin, right? And then there's like a coffee shop that accepts it. And there's a random ATM in Russia that it works at. But other than that, Bitcoin, it just doesn't, you don't do anything with it. So how can something with no real use have the value of $65,000 per one unit? That's just crazy.
It's the scarcity. It's the scarcity. Someone said there was a tweet or something like that that said there's an abundance of scarcity right now. It's like,
what?
Could not better put into words with what's going on with NFTs.
Yeah.
And all the different altcoins that you can own.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an abundance of scarcity. It means like there's too much scarcity. Like every NFT that gets minted is like one of one. It's like, it's automatically worth something because it's scarce. It's like, no, but there's a billion of these right now. People are fucking minting pictures of their boobs and balls and whatever. It's like, that's not scarcity anymore. It's just, it's just the internet. It's just Google images.
So, something just feels off about all of this, man. But who knows?
No, I think that Bitcoin, NFTs, everything is definitely where, I mean, it's like long term, I think it's absolutely a tried and true tested technology at this point that's going to like last. But I think that it does feel a little bubbly right now.
Yeah, you know, it just feels a little bubbly. I don't say there's anything wrong with it. Just something feels a little bit off. You know, that's all.
Yeah, you just sound like a hater.
Yeah, you sound fucking old, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, just wait. Just wait till we're all trillionaires. We're going to be laughing.
Oh, you're all trillionaires? Cool, you're all getting chipped. And Bitcoin is invalidated because it's bad for the environment. Yeah. And everyone's going to use Biden bucks now. So, no, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I follow some people. Like, I follow Bitcoin people on Twitter that I love, that I like a lot. Like, they keep me informed about everything that's going on with Bitcoin. But they tweet about Bitcoin nonstop.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, a little bit like...
You can just, it's like, that's not relax. That much to say about it anymore. It's like, people are, you either have it or you don't.
Yeah. You know, definitely part of me wishes I still had some. That's for sure. But yeah. How could you have known? How could you have really known?
I don't know.
I think if you're the type of person who's able to hold on this long, there's something wrong with you.
I have it still.
No, I mean, bitch. since you know, it was worth like $10.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not wrong, yeah. Like you're a bad person or you're flawed necessarily. I just think there's something wrong with your schedule that allows you to do that.
I think personally you're stupid.
No, I don't think you're stupid. I think like maybe like your social life wasn't that healthy or something.
It's so insulting.
No, it's just like maybe you only saw your friends like every once in a while.
I just don't think you're very well adjusted, let's say, socially.
Maybe.
And I just think that you're weird, actually.
I do believe.
You still have Bitcoin from 2012. You can safely say, we can all safely agree that you are a weirdo.
Yeah, I mean, that's the premise of my last video, and I stand by that. If you have multi-millions dollars, you're probably weird. If you're a multimillionaire, you're for sure weird. There's no millionaire that's not fucking weird.
You mean in Bitcoin or just in general?
In general. That's why I think like you're strange. Like if you are sitting on millions and millions of cash right now, it's because you're weird.
Okay. Okay, that's fair.
Even these fucking dropshipping guys.
Okay, but let's say tomorrow Spotify hits us up. Hey, boys, your podcast we notice is number 7, and if you get, we'll make you a deal. If you get to number 6 this year, we'll buy you out for $100 million.
We're fucking weird. We're weird.
Okay.
Because we sat here and podcasted for 4 years, talking about shit, piss, and cum 2 hours a week for 4 years. That's weird.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There was this nice sense, like last week I didn't do shit, right? Offline all week. And there's this nice sense of all I was worried about every day was what I was going to eat, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I got to get back. And then by the end of it, I was like, I got to get back to my emails. I got to I was worried about emails.
Yeah.
It's like, who the fuck, who cares?
Yeah. You're weird. All right. So we kind of messed up our time. So we're gonna be live for a few minutes on Patreon actually for the end of this episode. Yeah.
Do I have time to take a quick pee?
You about to take a man?
You have to go pee so bad.
This baby bladder, motherfucker.
We can start. Yeah. We can start. Yeah.
Throw up a splash, guys, while you make a splash,
guys. Right now we're gonna go live right away. On patreon.com/tinymeatgang. So if you're watching this on YouTube or whatever, then you missed it. But just letting you know that we're doing that right now. And if you don't want to miss the next one, go to patreon.com/tinymeatgang. And we're going to be doing this more and more in the coming weeks as we move to, you'll see what's about to happen.
Yeah, you'll see.
All right.
Don't you worry.
Thanks.
All right. See
you. Love you. Bye.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go ahead and head on over to the Bone Zone. Thanks for listening as always. And we'll see you next week with some blazing hot content. Oh,
bye.
Hell no, bro. Don't kiss the fans, dude.
It wasn't at you. It was to the people, you know?
You calling me a fan? I'm out of here. Goodbye.